Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, open our hearts and minds now to hear you through the preaching of your word, we pray. Amen. Please do be seated. Everything is changing. Do you ever wonder about how our Easter faith changes things? In a world full of change, how does the resurrected Jesus help? All four Gospels provide accounts of the resurrection. And although each provide different details, the account is the same. It is a miracle that demonstrates Jesus is Lord. The resurrection shows how the power of God breaks into the pain and brokenness of humanity. In today's gospel, gospel reading from Mark, we're taken straight from the burial of Jesus to the discovery of the empty tomb. The women rose early and went to the tomb to anoint the body of Jesus. You can imagine the sorrow they must have felt on the journey and the realization along the way that it may all be in vain as a heavy stone blocked the entrance to the tomb. But to their surprise, the tomb is open and they find a young man, an angel of God, inside. He tells them of the miraculous resurrection and instructs them to return to the disciples with the good news. They leave in terror and amazement. The four Gospels go on to tell us that Mary Magdalene returns to the tomb with the disciples and is the first person to meet the risen Lord. The resurrected Jesus then appears three more times on that first Easter day and many more times over the next 40 days, providing certain proof that he is alive. Everything had changed. I wonder, do you feel like everything is changing? If you think back when you were a child, what things have changed? We might recall major events that have shaped the world in our lifetime. In my lifetime, I've witnessed the first personal computer and the birth of the internet, Britain entering and leaving the EU, the fall of the Berlin Wall, the birth of Amazon, Google, and Facebook, the 9/11 attacks, not to mention floods, storms, wildfires around the world as our climate changes. The COVID pandemic, the death of our Queen, and we could go on. Memories take us back into time and place, even to what we were doing at the exact time that an event took place. Often we think about life before an event. We may hark back to the good old days or be thankful a change has taken place. As I reflect on the significant changes in my lifetime, I remember the changes introduced by the Sunday trading laws, allowing for limited trading on a Sunday. Sundays were very different from other days. The shops were shut, there was no professional sport, and everything was quiet. It was an opportunity for some to visit family, and particularly to enjoy a roast dinner together. As a child, I remember frequently having to pop next door for a cup of sugar or some milk as we'd run out and there were no shops open. All of these changes took place over the last 50 years. Imagine then having your world turned upside down in one day, as was the case of the followers of Jesus on that first Easter Sunday. Holy Week had been an emotional roller coaster, from the triumphant entry into Jerusalem and the joy of the Passover meal to the mockery of the trial and the trauma of the crucifixion. They feared for their lives and hid away. And yet, On that Easter morning, everything changed. And those followers of Jesus were transformed into the first bold witnesses of the risen Christ and would go on to change the world. We too are changed by the realization that Jesus is alive. He transforms us into more of his likeness. And our witness changes those we encounter, the places where we live and work. In today's world, there continues to be so much change. This year has been described as the ultimate election year by the Times magazine, because at least 64 countries will be holding elections, including the USA, the UK, Russia, South Africa, and Brazil. In a year of so much potential change, our faith in Jesus may be shaken. The threat of change might make us fearful, like the women in our gospel reading. Their lives were turned upside down and would be forever changed by their experience. They were alarmed and terrified by what they heard. The angel says, "Don't be alarmed. You're looking for Jesus, the Nazarene. He was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him, but go tell the disciples and Peter. He's going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So in a world of uncertainty and fear, where everything is changing, we might find it difficult to find our voices. Perhaps we might feel that we have nothing to say, or like Moses, be slow of speech. Fear may cause us to be silent when we should speak out about an injustice. The power and assurance of God is not restricted to those of a particular tribe or nation, or to those who experience the first Easter Sunday. God is our companion and guide through all the changes life brings. As the angel promises, Christ has gone ahead. So when everything is changing around us, we can have confidence in the one who goes before us, who does not change, and enables us to stand firm in the hope and peace that he brings. Amen.